Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
This gospel just seems so easy for us to live out, right? All we need to do is love God and love our neighbor. But let's be honest, loving our neighbor at times is very difficult to do, because people that we love, they get on our nerves at times, don't they? Just as we bug them. And sometimes our patience is going to be tried and tested, and it's going to be so hard to see the good in one another. What Satan wants us to do is to be focused on our differences and what divides us. And that's the exact opposite of what Jesus wants for us. Jesus wants us to love him with our whole hearts so that we could truly see the good in one another. So, my friends, choosing to love is a choice that we must make every day, because love requires patience and empathy and trying not to judge others so much. But we can't love each other unless we put Jesus Christ first in our lives. That's why it's so important that we're at Mass on Sunday to receive the Eucharist. The Eucharist transforms us so that we can have the grace to love one another. So, my friends, our Lord is making it very clear in this gospel today that we cannot say that we are a Catholic Christian and that we love Jesus, and as soon as we leave the church, we get in the parking lot and we gossip and all the chisme is good about everyone who is in here, okay? So who is our Lord asking you to love more? Who's really pressing your buttons right now or trying your patience? And I want us to pray for those people right now who Jesus is asking us to love as he loves us.